Govanin and Suilaid. To all my elf friends, I am Tani Chenuviel, and this is What Would Arwen Do on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, broadcasting from the University of California in beautiful Irvine. And you may be wondering, what in the world is this show all about? Well, this is the show where I ask, if a Middle Earth elf lived today in Orange County, what might her life look like? How would she celebrate and support the arts, music, her community, and the preservation of Earth, its beauty, resources, and creatures? Some people ask, what would Jesus do? I ask, what would Arwen do? In Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, A Guide to Middle Earth, Colin Duryas writes, in his invented mythology of Middle Earth, Tolkien intended that his elves were an extended metaphor of a key aspect of human nature. This, quote, elven quality in human life was a central preoccupation of Tolkien's. Elves, like dwarves, hobbits, and the like, partially represent human beings. In Tolkien's mythology, elves represent what is high and noble in humans. In particular, they represent the arts in their highest form, work done in the image of God and his created world. So I believe that this, quote, elven quality exists today in every single person and yearns for expression through gifts of creativity, nobility, and service. And so my hope and passion in this show is that by hearing from fellow artists and musicians and everyday heroes, people who are making a difference in the world, that you will be inspired and encouraged to find your passion and your creative gift and manifest it in the world, bring it into the world, not only to enrich your own life, but to the lives, of those around you. So I'm very excited this morning. Before I get along too far in today's program, which is going to be about dancing and healing, what more wonderful things for an elf to be thinking about and indulging in? But I want to say a big shout out and hello. And a Suilaid elvish greeting to my friends who are listening from Tolkien Online. I love being part of the community here at KUCI. It's been a little over 2 years now that I've been doing this radio show. And being part of this community, we're all volunteers here. And it has been life-changing for me. I have met some of the most wonderful, generous, helpful, creative, talented people through my volunteer work here at KUCI, and also through my message board. I am a big Lord of the Rings fan, and when I first became enamored of Middle Earth, I was hard-pressed to find someone who was as much in love with it as I was, but I eventually found my way to a message board called Tolkien Online, the OneRing.net, and so there I have friends who listen from all over the planet to the show and are supportive of our programming here at KUCI. So I always like to say a special hello to them. Silverscribe listening up in Canada, Arwen up in Washington, Tukish Traveler from Pennsylvania, Pelador I think is, she might be asleep, she works all night, from Texas, Vanna up in Washington. Let's see, who else is online this morning? Oh, there is Vanna. Yay. Hope you're feeling better, my elvish friend. Erie up in Washington. No, Canada. Tess Erwin, who, oh gosh, I forgot. She's has a funny name for where she's from. But anyway, a big hello to her. And Ro, if she's listening from out in just right here in Southern California, in Escondido. And Rodia, who listens from Poland. Oh my gosh, so many friends. So if you ever wanted to find someplace, you know, and you can't find people who share your passion, you just might check online. People say, oh, you have to be careful about that. But you know what? I have met some of the most wonderful people, and I've met them in person, that changed my life and enriched it in so many ways through my online community. So big hello. I hope I didn't miss anybody this morning. Maybe Rowan Berry might be listening and I didn't catch her. But anyway, a big special hello to all my friends at Tolkien Online. I love you all. And so we're going to be getting into some music. I am so excited because coming up in just a few minutes, my very special guest this morning is Sherry Lebed Davis. And if you know anything about Middle Earth, of course, you know that elves loved to dance. They were the first minstrels of Middle Earth and loved to dance. And we're doing yoga. I believe the elves were doing yoga before it was called yoga because, you know, as you know, I am the yoga elf. But also we're dancing. And so I always like to share a little bit from Tolkien's world of Middle Earth with you. So I'm going to be doing a very short reading from The Silmarillion, where Lúthien looses the bonds of winter. And then we'll have a little musical break, and then my very special guest is going to be Sherry Lebed Davis, who is the founder of the Lebed Method, Focus on Healing Through Movement and Dance, which is a therapeutic, medically-based exercise program for women in recovery from breast cancer treatment, lymphedema, chronic fatigue, and other health issues. I am so excited. This training, the training for this method is going to be going on this very weekend at the Cordelia Knott Wellness for Center for Wellness right here in Orange, California. And we'll be giving some information out about contact information. I love that they keep these trainings small, so you get very individualized instruction. And then you can become certified as a Lebed Method teacher in movement and dance. But they do have a few spaces left, so in case you're interested, you want to stay tuned for information about that. And we're going to be giving away some wonderful gifts this morning from Sherry. Her book, Thriving After Breast Cancer, along with her DVD and a music CD of drumming, which I am very excited to get my hands on. But we'll be talking a little bit more. So before we do that, I want to share just a little bit from The Lord of the Rings, The Silmarillion, of course, which J.R.R. Tolkien worked on his entire life, but his son Christopher actually pulled it all together and edited it for our benefit. It's one of my favorite books on the whole planet, and so I'm going to read a little bit from The Silmarillion here. This is the chapter of Lúthien and Beren, and of course we know Lúthien was an elf maiden and who loved to dance in the forests of Neldoreth. And Beren was a mortal who espied her and fell into an enchantment. And, of course, their love, their great love and courage were was the tale of great deeds of courage and daring and overcoming evil in those days of Middle Earth, in the long, long days ago. And it says after Beren had spied her, it talks a little bit about Lúthien. It says, blue was her raiment as the unclouded heaven, but her eyes were gray as the starlit evening. Her mantle was sewn with golden flowers, but her hair was dark as the shadows of twilight. As the light upon the leaves of trees, as the voice of clear waters, as the stars shone above the mists of the world, such was her glory and her loveliness, and in her face was a shining light. But she vanished from his sight, and he became dumb as one that is bound under a spell. And he strayed long in the woods, wild and wary as a beast, seeking for her. In his heart he called her Tenuviel, that signifies nightingale, daughter of twilight, in the gray elven tongue, for he knew no other name for her. And he saw her afar as leaves in the winds of autumn, and in winter as a star upon a hill, but a chain was upon his limbs. There came a time near dawn on the eve of spring, and Lúthien danced upon a green hill. And suddenly she began to sing. Keen, heart-piercing was her song as the song of the lark that rises from the gates of night and pours its voice among the dying stars, seeing the sun behind the walls of the world. And the song of Lúthien released the bonds of winter, and the frozen water spoke, and flowers sprang from the cold earth where her feet had passed. And then the spell of silence fell from Beren. And you'll have to read the rest of the story yourself. So I'm going to cut to some music here just before I come back. And we'll have a full time with Sherry this morning, talking about dance and healing and inspiration on all kinds of wonderful things. Before I do, I want to just talk a little bit, coming up, a couple of events. You know, we elves absolutely love to dance. And coming up this Sunday evening at Atomic Ballroom. Atomic Ballroom, wonderful place to go swing dancing, ballroom dancing, and great supporters of our programming here at KUCI. And I do have two tickets for Friday night swing dancing if you'd like to call in on our little musical break. But this coming Sunday, Stompy Jones is going to be there, Sunday the 24th. And if you want information, you can visit the website at atomicballroom.com. And also coming up in March, the 24-hour Cancer Dance-a-thon. So the Libet Method for healing is really focused for women who are in recovery from breast cancer surgery. And if you know anything about this, you have to deal with the scar tissue, you have a limited range of motion. So this dance method that we're going to find out about today is really aimed not only at healing, but at revitalizing the tissue, revitalizing the person, and just all kinds of wonderful things. And these are women who have not only survived breast cancer, but who are desiring to thrive after breast cancer. So I'm very excited also about the 24-hour Cancer Dance-a-thon. I love swing dancing. You know, we elves just love to dance, and here's a chance to dance all night. So if you'd like information, please phone 866-627-9464 or visit www.danceathon.org. It's March 8th and 9th. Live bands, swing dance bands from all over Southern California and America. The greatest teachers you'll find anywhere, and the opportunity to dance all night with some wonderful, wonderful people. So with that, I'm going to have a little segment here. I'm going to play a little music, swing dance music, I thought would be appropriate this morning, from our favorite group of mine, the Jive Aces. And since it's a little rainy outside, I'm gonna play a little song of theirs called "Singing in the Rain." So please come back or stay tuned. Just in a few minutes, I'll be back with Sherry Libet Davis. We'll be talking about the Libet Method. Focus on healing through movement and dance. I am Tani Tenuvial. This is What Would Arwen Do on KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds, so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm burning with love. Let the storm of clouds chase everyone from the place.
In the rain.
Come on with the rain, I got a smile on my face.
In the rain.
Well, I'll walk down the lane.
In the rain.
With a happy refrain.
In the rain.
'Cause I'm singing, singing in the rain. Well, I'm singing, singing in the rain. Well, I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. Well, I'm laughing, oh, laughing at the clouds. Well, the clouds way up above.
And that enchanting music was the Jive Aces from their CD, Dance All Night. Jive Ace is a compilation of danceable favorites, absolutely danceable favorites. I love these guys. And if you'd like information, you can visit their website. I believe it's jiveaces.com. And they're out of England, but they're over here every once in a while. They appear over at a lot of times at Rusty Frank's Rhythm Club up in Playa del Rey. But you can find out information about their appearances by Googling the Jive Aces. And so I'm very excited. My special guest this morning, Sherry Lebed Davis. Sherry, welcome this morning.
Thank you very much.
I'm so happy to have you here. And I just want to say a little bit about Sherry before we get started. Sherry is, in case you're just tuning in, here to KUCI in Irvine. Sherry is the founder of the Lebed Method, focus on healing through movement and dance, a therapeutic medically based exercise program for women in recovery from breast cancer treatment, lymphedema, chronic fatigue, and other health issues. So it's great for all kinds of things. And I'm going to just jump right in because I want her to tell you how this wonderful program came about. Sherry, can you tell us just a little bit about how the Lebed Method for dance came about?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's 28 years ago, my mother had breast cancer, and I have two brothers who are surgeons and physicians, and my parents were professional dancers, so we were raised in a house where music and dance was all the time, and my brothers and I were not pleased with how her recovery was going. And at the time, I owned several dance studios, and I used to be a professional dancer. So my brother said, Sherry, put together some movements and dance with your dance ability, and we'll sit there, and we'll take them apart and put them together medically so that they'll help mom. And that's what I did. And my brothers and I sat there, and we designed this program just for my mother. And my mother recuperated so well, not only physically, but emotionally. She bounced back so great. Now, her physician, who was the head of the breast cancer center at Albert Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia, was so taken by my mother's speedy recovery, he asked her how she did it, and she told him about the program that we all designed, and he said he wanted this program at Albert Einstein Medical Center for every single woman that had any kind of breast surgery. Well, if you know how alternative medicine is now, back then in 1980, it was unheard of. I know, this kind of program to be presented.
Like, that's a little too iffy and
it's
edgy. There's
very,
no research on
you
it.
You bet, it was woo-woo. and so we were allowed to do the Lebed Method at Albert Einstein Medical Center for every single woman who had any kind of breast surgery, had to go through our program. It was amazing. And they saw such incredible results not only physically but emotionally through our program, that in 1986, the physical therapist and myself did the first medical study on the program. Yes. And it was the first medical study of its kind ever done in the United States.
Wow.
I know. And it was published in the National Physical Therapy Journal. And from there, it just took off because it was medically proven that this program worked not only physically to heal, but emotionally to heal. And from there, hospitals started taking it on, and I moved out west to Seattle, Washington, and from there it grew, but it was a pretty slow process until 1996 when I developed breast cancer myself. And I remember calling my younger brother and saying, I have a loss of range of motion and I can't do this and that. And he said, Sherry, do your program. And it was like, oh my God, I should have had a V8. You know, like, what was I thinking? And I took the program and I did it and I went, oh my gosh, this really works. You know, so many years you do it for the women and it really did work. But for me, I actually saw that it not only worked physically, but emotionally, it gave me my life back. And I went, okay, that's it. And so I quit my job, and my husband said, you're going to do this. And we went into it 100%. And we did a second study. It came out of UConn. I didn't actually do it, but two other doctors did it. And now there's other centers that are doing, there's two other studies, medical studies that are being done on it. And now we have over 600 teachers. It's in 14 countries. And this is all from sitting in our living rooms doing this program for my mother. It's amazing.
Saying, how can we help mom?
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It amazing,
exactly. It's, you know, I was just on vacation with my brothers, and we just sat around saying we cannot believe this is actually, it's amazing. Yeah.
But that's what happens when you are open to finding what your passion is, when you're open, I believe, to, you know, it's a very elvish thing to be of service to others, and you want to help, and you want to be of service, and you have a passion about something, and then the universe kind of taps you on the shoulder and says, well, put something together. And the next thing you know, you're not just helping one person, you're helping hundreds, and then you're helping thousands. And I am just, I'm so excited about just what you're doing in the world, that is the wonderful rippling effects of your passion and desire just to help your mom.
Yeah.
And now look at how many women whose lives are being changed, not only from the women who are taking the doing the dancing and getting their life back, getting their range of motion back, but also for the women who are teaching it. What a wonderful blessing in their lives to be able to serve in something as wonderful as dance. When my my mom passed away from breast cancer surgery, not breast cancer surgery, from breast cancer, and I remember at the time, one of the things I wish I would have known about this, it was probably around, but that was about 10 years ago. The thing for her, the two things that were the hardest for her were losing all her hair, just feeling so unattractive, and just being depressed, you know, feeling like she had no energy, and she just was like, what difference does it make if I get up or if I don't get up? And so I would go over, and I would take her out to lunch, and we'd go for walks and things like that. But, oh my gosh, it would have been so wonderful to have dancing, because my mother loved to dance. She was a great, she loved especially square dancing, and had all these little skirts and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I think it would have made such a big difference for my mom, and it would have helped her to rebound a lot quicker, you know, than like taking almost a year for her to kind of get back in the groove and feel like, you know, that she was something, that she had something to offer, and that she felt, you know, pretty and vibrant again.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that my younger brother, who's Dr. Mark Labette, is the medical director on the program, and one of the things is that the program gives back your sensuality and your sexuality, and you don't have to be able to dance to do the program. You don't have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. And that's what's so great about it. And it is so much fun. We use a lot of props and boas and scarves and blow bubbles. And it is so much fun. And the music. And it is just a hoot. And the last study that was done showed that it actually helped the quality of life. Mm-hmm. Because it is so much fun, it actually decreases depression and increases energy level.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. I'm so excited about it because it's the most fabulous thing. And then we've also opened it up in 2000. All the hospitals started opening it up to men.
Mm-hmm.
Parkinson's disease, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's, chronic fatigue syndrome. We do it now for pregnancy, women who are pregnant. There isn't any kind of diagnosis out there. And actually, quite a few people take the class who aren't ill.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's such a fun class.
Yeah.
And their ability may not be able to go into a fitness club or do things like that. But
right.
This class is perfect for them.
Yes.
And it's just, you know what, I get letters all the time and emails and phone calls all the time that it's actually brought their life back again.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggled so hard to survive and be where we are. Why shouldn't we thrive in life?
Absolutely.
And that's what this program does. It,
yeah.
It helps you thrive. It gives you back what you've lost. And I want to be able to do that. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I absolutely love dancing. I love dancing in all its forms. That's why I love to encourage people to get over and visit the Atomic Ballroom, where they can do swing dancing, ballroom dancing, salsa, West Coast swing, because I just think that dance is so good for the soul. People ask, oh, Tani, how do you stay in shape? Well, I do yoga, but yoga really is it's not the way I stay. I am strong and I'm relaxed and I'm flexible, but my swing dancing really is how I keep the pounds off. I go swing dancing a couple hours because you're just moving around. The thing that, and I wanted to mention too, it was really interesting because I'm so excited. I'm going to be able to take the training this
Yay.
Weekend with you all. I'm so excited.
So.
Before we get a little further, I just want to do mention some contact information in case anyone is interested in taking the training this weekend, we have a, let's see. So this, you could be, and this is for all kinds of people who would be interested. What is that list of people who might, like physical therapists?
Well, we have doctors, physical therapists, occupational therapists, any kind of healthcare, but you don't have to be an allied health professional to be an instructor.
Right.
You don't need any prerequisites. You can be a survivor, you can be a non-survivor, you can be a person.
Right.
You can be a radio star. You can be anyone, because the important thing is for you to know the exercises, the movements, and why we do them. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. And so therefore there's no prerequisites for being a LeBed Method instructor.
Well, I'm very excited because actually I was over the other day at one of my other favorite places on the planet, Soul at Home, and I teach yoga over there. And a woman came in to see if we wanted to make a donation to an event, and I will mention this. It's actually coming Sunday, March 2nd. It's called Striking Out Breast Cancer, benefiting the Breast Cancer Angels. And this is a little fundraiser, again, to benefit women. They make a lot of donations. They work very closely with the Cordelia Knott Wellness Center. And it's hosted by TC Warriors in Motion, and their email is tcwarriorsinmotion@yahoo.com. But this lovely woman, what was her name? It's not on here on the flyer. Anyway, I mentioned that I was going to be taking this training at the LeBed Method, and she said, oh my gosh, she said, I would love, let me know, you know, when you take it, because I would love to do that. She said she used to swing dance, and she said, I love swing dancing, but you have to be really careful once you've had cancer surgery, because in swing dancing, you know, there's all these swinging around and everything, so you can't, you know, necessarily be being swung around the floor as much. So, I was very excited because she said, you know, but if you do this LeBed Method, she goes, I'm very interested. I know a lot of people that would be interested in that. And I think that people don't realize a lot of times women who go through breast cancer surgery, that they, you know, they can thrive afterwards, but there are certain things that they have limitations about, especially for a while, things that we take for granted, you know, being able to raise our arms, swing dancing, being able to lift, you know, heavy things, being able to push and pull on things, you know. So I love that these exercises are designed to not only give women their strength and mobility back, but also it's something that they can do. So could you talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of diagnosis, you know, for people that are interested in not necessarily even taking the training, but taking the classes?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to go back a little bit to answer your first part you were talking about, in limitations.
Uh-huh.
When you've had any kind of breast surgery, node dissection, and the radiation that comes with it, there are certain things, and it's called the 18 steps of prevention for lymphedema,
mm-hmm.
which over 50% of women who have had breast cancer will get that in their lifetime. And that can be gotten by going to lymphnet, lymphnet.org. I think that's an important thing for every woman to know about, because the pushing, the pressure, there's certain things that you should and should not do, getting needles in your arm, blood pressure, mm-hmm. things like that, and I think it's really important for women to know. And our program addresses certain exercises that need to be done before you go out and you do your normal exercise program, golf, tennis, swimming, mm-hmm. that type of thing, and I think that's important to know. That's why we have our book and our DVD so you mm-hmm. can learn them. And I forgot your question.
Well, it was kind of like what kind of diagnosis is good for this person. So, you know,
yeah.
but because I guess one of the places I wanted to go is that it is for these things, but it's also just for, I know some people that have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that these would be excellent for that, just getting circulation into those
yes.
areas, helping to deal with the healing, you know, with yeah. the inflammation.
Yeah. Well, our program, our exercises are slow, smooth, and resistant, and we work the lymphatic system. So it is great for fibromyalgia, great for chronic fatigue syndrome and Parkinson's and MS and all of those illnesses. Because the type of exercising that it is, it works with balance, it works with stability, it works with flexibility. And we do a lot of work, even with just the MS Society, we do a lot of contracting with them with our program. So it's great for all these type of diagnosis and illness because of the way the program is laid out and because of the type of exercising it is and the way it's put together.
Oh,
it's
wow.
great for that, yeah.
Well, I was watching, I finally got my materials yesterday, so I was so excited, and I popped in the DVD in my room and put it on, and I started doing some of these they're called exercises, but they're dance movements,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we call them exercises so we don't scare people.
But it's so fun. I mean, there's wonderful different kinds of music that just makes you want to move and be nice and fluid. There's elements of kind of like some yoga. It's funny because some of the moves you're doing, I do in my yoga class. And so I found myself wanting to, some of the movements go, inhale, exhale.
Right, exactly.
And some, you know, moves from ballet, just really fun things, but things that anyone can do. It was amazing to me as I was looking at the DVD and doing the exercises myself and thinking, wow, this is wonderful. It's so fluid. And yet, you know, I can see where this would increase the range of motion for just about anybody.
Yes.
You know, just for, I have a lot of people that come to yoga classes that, you know, they're there because they want to increase their flexibility. And I'm thinking, well, this is great for that as well.
Yeah.
Even, you know, if you don't necessarily aren't into yoga, this is a great alternative.
It's very, very safe. So that's the whole thing. In 28 years, no one's ever gotten hurt. And it's very safe. So we take into consideration the things that, for instance, certain breast cancer survivors cannot do, or people with other illnesses cannot do. We don't do them in our program. So it's a very safe program, yet they're doing their exercises and their movements, and they're getting moving, and they're doing, and they're stimulating, and they're exercising, and they're having fun, and they're laughing, and they're getting all that done, but they're not hurting themselves.
Right.
They're improving. And that's what's so wonderful about our program. It's so great to improve their life and their quality of life and everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so exciting.
Well, and that's one of the things that's very exciting to me, because that's one of my passions with, you know, in teaching yoga as well. I teach absolute beginners yoga is one of the classes that I teach. And my passion is that no one would come to yoga and, number one, feel that it's too hard or too complicated, but also that they would learn the things to, you know, body awareness and stuff so that they don't injure themselves. You know, a lot of these classes, especially some yoga classes, are very rigorous. And you get in there and you want to keep up with the class and you want to keep up with the teacher. And I hear people, you know, they do a little thing, they tweak their knee, they tweak their neck, you know, because they maybe shouldn't have done that shoulder stand. So my passion is that people would learn the body awareness and learn the things, because yoga can be safe for everybody, just like dance can be safe for everybody if you know what to do and what,
exactly.
you know, what works for your body and what doesn't work for your body, which if you're in breast cancer recovery, the things that work for your body are going to be a little different than they may have been before your breast cancer surgery.
Correct. That's so right. That's so right. And that's why our instructors are certified and licensed, because they learn all this. So when they teach a class, they know all it. And that's why our DVD was put together by our medical director right on, so that every exercise on there is really safe for people to do, to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was put together that way.
Well, I wanted to mention, again, because you gave me a little list, that there are some places right here locally in Southern California that people, if they just want to go and take a class, right? So they would just go and they would be able to take this wonderful little dance or movement class. One place that they can go to is the Founders Village and Senior and Community Center right here in Fountain Valley. And for information, they can call 714-593-4446. Or I guess Denise Bell is organizing that, and her email is tobeme, oh, that's cute, tobeme@earthlink.net. Also, right down in San Diego, if you're listening from San Diego, there's the Sharp Outpatient Pavilion in San Diego, and Terry Wyatt, I guess, is organizing. Is she the teacher there or the organizer?
No, she's the teacher.
Teacher, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the phone number there, 858-939-5004, and that's on Thursday mornings. And, right here in Oceanside at Inner Strength Yoga. Oh, this is wonderful. Laura Mort is teaching a class there, 760-822-1348, 760-822-1348. So on Tuesdays, it's for MS patients,
at the National MS Society in San Marcos, and Friday is at 4:30 for everyone at Inner Strength Yoga. So those are, oh, and it's also taught at the Scripps Hospital down in San Diego, which is wonderful. And Karen Ward would be the contact person there, and her email is ward.karen@scrippshealth.org.
I think Huntington Memorial, too, is at the top.
Oh, Huntington Memorial Hospital, yeah. Yes, in Pasadena. And that's Tina Ivy, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Tina dot I-V-I-E at HuntingtonHospital.com.
And I think there's one more down there at the regional.
The Cancer Center Riverside, yeah. Mm-hmm. Riverside Community Hospital. And at the Women's Center, the phone number there is 951-788-4318. And in case you aren't getting those phone numbers or contact information, this show will be up on podcast a little bit later today here at KUCI.org. And you can always visit our public affairs website at www.kucitalk.org for our podcast. And this show will be up on demand a little bit later, so I'm very excited about that. And again, the Sherry is going to be teaching, herself is going to be teaching the Lebed Method, focus on healing through movement and dance this coming weekend. And there are still a couple of spots available at the Cordelia Knott Center for Wellness. And if you'd like information, you can always visit, well, you can visit their website, which is Lebed, L-E-B-E-D, method.com. And their phone number, their toll-free phone number for information, 877-365-6014, 877-365-6014, or their email is info@lebedmethod.com. So, Sherry, let's talk a little bit more about, well, I'm interested, too, because you mentioned that there's like 600 trainers.
That's correct.
So this is being taught all over, not only all over America, but it's in several countries from what I understand.
It is, yeah.
How many countries?
14.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's pretty exciting.
So what are some of the places? Is this down in Africa or over in
South Africa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Indonesia.
So have you been to some of those places?
I have not. Some of them have come to the United States to get trained, uh-huh. but we have trainers in like the UK and in other parts and in Australia who travel out further and they do trainings.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the next level after an instructor is a trainer. You can be a trainer and then you go around the country doing trainings. So that's how we get to other countries. Yeah.
But that is so exciting.
Yeah.
If you think about that, not only is it making a difference here in America,
yeah.
but now all over the world,
yes,
you know,
definitely.
Because I mean, you know, cancer and cancer treatment is all over the world.
Yeah, definitely.
And yet women everywhere. It would be interesting, I think, to see what kind of music they would use, you know, in some of the other countries, you know.
I know. Well, this is amazing because in Korea, we have they're teaching there. And actually, the nurse came here in the United States to get trained. And she came here because in Korea, they feel that women with breast cancer are not important and they're not paid attention to. They don't even have support groups for them.
Oh.
And she sent me a tape of their class. It's at St. Benedict's Hospital in Korea, and it's packed. And it's the only thing there for women. It's their only kind of support. And she played all of the music that we play here in the United States. She actually buys all the same music. So,
oh, funny.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, for the end, they do, like, a free kind of dance. And they play drums and their little Korean type of country music.
Uh-huh.
But basically, it's all U.S. music. And it was really very fun. And they all learned in English to say, thank you, Sherry, for this program. And I was like, oh, my God, I was crying while I was watching all these wonderful, beautiful women doing this program. It's the only thing they have is this program.
Amazing.
And it was just so touching to me. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's amazing.
I know.
And it's wonderful that your message is going so far.
I know.
And taking healing to women in so many parts of the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
making that decision to give your time and your life to you know, taking this message to so many people and to make a difference and to continue to, because I know it must be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Doing these trainings. And you do about a training a month, don't you?
Yes, I do one, sometimes two a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is, so again, if people are interested, the training this weekend is going to be right here in Orange, but you have trainings coming up in Washington.
Yeah, Alabama, in New York and Connecticut and all over. Yeah.
So they can find information about a training in their area through lebedmethod.com?
Yes, on our calendar section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we only have a few more minutes. I wanted to, again, give out the information if anyone is interested in finding a local class. Or you can also email me, because I'm going to be so excited to be sharing this dance with other people. And my email is theyogaelf@yahoo.com. That's theyogaelf@yahoo.com. And but if you want information about this coming weekend's training right here in Orange at the Cordelia Knott Center for Wellness, you can call 877-365-6014. Again, 877-365-6014. And I have a couple of gifts this morning. I'm so excited. Sabina, my dear, dear friend. Where are you, Sabina? She's over getting ready to man the phones. Sabina, do you have your headphones on?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to turn on you. Are you there?
I think.
Thank you, Sabina, for being here.
You're
helping
welcome.
Out. So, Sabina, are you going to get out there and get dancing?
Yes. No, it sounds wonderful, actually, because I actually have a chronic illness, lupus. And so that sounds eventually not right now. I mean, when Tawny told me about this, I thought, great, it's a little short notice for me in terms of notice and money. But I definitely want to do it definitely, because I know a lot since I was diagnosed with this disease, I'm meeting so many other people that have it. And I think it would be such a great outlet for them as well. Too.
Yeah, it is.
So,
it's great.
I just want to say thank you to you, too. Oh, not even having taken the method and just heard from you this short bit of time. I just want to say thank you to you so much.
Well, Sabina is a fellow yoga teacher.
Yes, and that too. Yes, I do yoga. But it's nice to have another outlet as well, too. I think I agree with Tawny that it's encompassing a lot of different things to make your well-being and happiness. And this sounds just wonderful. So
thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sabina, thank you, Sabina. You're going to be answering the phones, right? So I'm going to turn off your mic here so you can answer the phones. And I'm going to give out our phone number. We have wonderful gifts this morning. We have The Lebed Method, the book by Sherry Lebed Davis, Thriving After Breast Cancer. We have the DVD, Focus on Healing Through Movement and Dance. And it also has this wonderful little CD called Drums Only Musical Companion to Focus on Healing Through Movement and Dance. And I can't wait to listen to this. I didn't get to see this yet.
Great.
So I was dancing yesterday through the DVD, and this book is absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited to add this to my library and to add this. I know I'm going to be incorporating some of these things even into my yoga classes. So we have those, that little gift package. If you want to call, our phone number here, 949-824-5824. And Sabina will be here to take your call. Again, the phone number, 949-824-5824. A wonderful gift courtesy of Sherry Lebed Davis. So, Sherry, we have a few more minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to say, you know, just to really encourage women, maybe women who are going through breast cancer treatment or are looking at it? I just recently heard of a couple of women that I met that they're just starting that.
Yeah.
They're just starting that. And it's kind of a scary road.
It's a very scary road, yeah. And the thing is, it's everyone thinks that it's just going to happen and it's going to be over. It's about a year, year and a half of treatment and down the road, and fatigue and possible weight gain and changes in your body image and in yourself. And I think, and I know because I've experienced it, that if you can get yourself into a program such as mine, or just get the DVD, or get yourself into some sort of a physical activity, and I know as tired as you are, and I know you are fatigued, but just keeping moving, whether it's walking or biking or hiking or doing anything like this, is going to help your mind as well as your body, because mm-hmm. you need that to get through the treatment and to get through the loss that you're going to experience. It changes your life, sometimes for the better, and you need to really have these materials and know the knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And that's why programs like mine and the experience of knowing about it is so, so vital when you go through the process.
Well, and it's wonderful, too, because I was when I was watching the DVD, I could tell that the women that were doing the DVD kind of knew each other. So if you are coming to these classes, not only are you getting you're staying connected with other people, which I think is so very careful, very important to not isolate yourself. You're able to be interacting with other people who are going through similar experience and just having that support and love. I mean, what better thing on earth is, the love of other women?
And someone once said it's like being in a war, and having the support of others who have been through that war is so vital. And mm-hmm. sometimes support groups, not all, but sometimes support groups can be depressing. A class like this is so up mm-hmm. and so positive and so much fun. You need to get yourself involved in something like this. You yes. need to have that. Mm-hmm. You just need it.
Sherry, thank you so much
again
for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited about this weekend. And next week, I'll do a little adventure report on our weekend together. So again, my guest this morning has been Sherry Labed Davis, who is the founder of the Labed Method, Focus on Healing Through Movement and Dance. And again, she has a 3-day training for certification coming up this weekend at the Cordelia Knott Center for Wellness right here in Orange. It's all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you'd like information, there's still a couple of spaces available, 877-365-6014. And also you can check out their website for locations for trainings that are coming up in the future in other areas of the country, LEBED method.com. And also to find out information about classes in your area, because once the teachers take the training, they're listed on your website, right?
And, that's correct, yes.
And then people can find out classes through their local area and
yes.
the teachers in their area.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting.
Yeah,
I'm so excited this weekend to come and dance with you.
I'm excited to have you. It's going to be great.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much. I will end our day today just with our little elvish greeting, Alin Salalumin Amentielvo, a star shines on the hour of our meeting. And I'm so, so very excited. So thank you again for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So that just about wraps it up. And coming up in just a few minutes, Janine will be here with Moms Rock the House, music that supports women in the arts, one of my favorite things, mom rockers, and 3 hours of women who not only are finding time to serve and enjoy their families, but are finding time to find their creative passion and their creative gifts, especially in the world of music, and enrich the world with it. So 3 hours coming up starting at 10 o'clock with Moms Rock the House and Janine. And so I'm going to leave you this morning with a song that was recorded by one of the other public affairs show hosts here at KUCI, my friend Colette Coco B, who hosts with Jay on every other Wednesday morning, Yogi World. A lot of people don't know that Coco B is a singer in her own right, in addition to being just a wonderful woman, a dear, dear friend, a sweet yogini, and now a fellow yoga teacher. But she also is an accomplished singer. And here at KCI, we do not play mainstream music. We bring you alternative programming, both in music and in public affairs. So here, our passion is that you will get to hear music that you don't get to hear on those mainstream stations. And I love Annie Lennox's Into the West by Howard Shore from the soundtrack Return of the King. But we don't, Annie Lennox is getting plenty of airtime. So Coco B recorded this version of Into the West. And so I will leave you with that. If you'd like to tune in every other Wednesday morning for Coco B on Yogi World, I'm sure she would love to know that you are listening. I am Tani Tanuviel, the resident KUCI Middle Earth Elf, and this has been What Would Arwen Do? An Elvish Perspective on Life. I'll be back next week with an Elvish Adventure Report, and I want to say again a special shout-out to my dear, dear friends on Tolkien Online. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to find a community of people who love and support you and what you do, whether it's online, whether it's donating your time at a homeless shelter, at a shelter for animals, whether it's doing something in cancer research or maybe teaching a class or taking a class like this, go out and find a way to be connected in the world and manifest your creative passion. I do believe the world will be greatly enriched and your life will be enriched by it also. So till next week, I will say to my dear, dear friends, Namaria, and stay tuned, please, again, coming up in just a few minutes, Janine on Moms Rock the House. This is KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM, and streaming live on the internet at kuci.org. Podcasts are up at kucitalk.org, and this is KUCI, the best radio station in the history of Middle Earth.
Night is falling. You have come to Johnny's house. Sleep now. Dream of the ones who came before. They are calling.